I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 15 foreign Christians are now being deported from Saudi Arabia. This comes just after King Abdullah asked for reconciliation between Muslims, Christians, Jews, and others. Police arrested them in April after holding a private prayer meeting. International Christian Concerns' Jeff King says the church is growing, although Islam is the only legal religion in Saudi.
There is a tremendous hunger for Bibles in the persecuted church. You could see up to 30 people sharing one Bible. They could tear out little pieces, and each person has like one book. And so one of our big drives is let's get Bibles into the hands of these guys.
Meanwhile, what do Mount Kilimanjaro evangelism and Clubfoot have in common? Cure International. Leighton Shoemaker is one of two men representing Cure in a fundraising awareness campaign using his ability to climb mountains. Shoemaker says beyond the physical need, Cure staff share the hope of Christ.
The care that we provide is obviously first world level medical care, and they're then also introduced to a sovereign God who cares very much for them. And we literally have thousands of stories about the children that we've been able to help.
And in Italy, while boasting a Christian population, very few people have a true relationship with Christ. However, a church in Palermo is praying that changes, as they have a plan to distribute 2,500 copies of the Book of Hope. Since many in the church are teachers, they've introduced the book to the religion class teachers. Now many have adopted the Book of Hope as the official Religion Hour book. Pray that many kids respond to the saving message. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing in the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.